Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is the first of the five Chazaks. Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. In fact, it's called in Chassidish Svarim Shabbos Chizuk. It's very in style today. Shabbos of Chizuk. We all need Chizuk. And this is the Shabbos of Chizuk. Not the end of Chumash Shemois, not the end of Chumash Vayikra, not the end of Bamidbar, not the end of Devarim, but Adarab, for some reason, all the Chazaks, this Shabbos is the most significant of them all when we say together Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. And the truth is, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, this is just going off on the top, it goes off the tangent, is that the Maker Hadin, Chazak, who do you say Chazak to? If you ask the average person, they'll tell you the Tzibur, we all together. We all together need chizuk, so we all say together, we all chazek ourselves. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. That's what the average person will tell you, but that's not really true. The source for saying chazak is we're giving a chazak to the one who gets the aliyah. The one who gets the aliyah, the whole tzibur, they say to him together, you, the one who got the last aliyah in the parsha, in the chumash, may you have a baracha of being strong. Chazak, chazak, strengthen yourself, v'nis chazek, and we will be strengthened. If you will be strong, we will all be strong. Through you, v'nis chazek means we will be strong. Through you, if you will be strong, we will be able to draw from your strength for all of us. So we're giving a bracha to the person who gets the aliyah. And that will my nafkamina is that the one who gets the aliyah is not allowed, the one who gets the aliyah should not say chazak chazak v'nis chazek for two reasons. Number one, it's a hafsik. The one who gets the aliyah before, he's not allowed to be mafsik by saying any words, between the kriya. So he made a bracha asher bohar banu, and now he has to make the bracha asher nosan lanu. If he's going to say chazak chazak v'nis chazek, he has spoken. He was mafsik, so it's forbidden. Number two, you don't give yourself a yashar koyach when you leave the bima, right? So you give a yashar koyach to the Baal Kriya, they give a yashar koyach to the gabbai, to the rabbi. Sometimes they say to the Baal Kriya, they say to the gabbai Sheini, and I give myself a yashar koyach for the aliyah, right? You give yourself a yashar koyach. It's a joke. No one does that. If you say chazak chazak v'nis chazek, it's like you're giving yourself a yashar koyach. It's funny. Everyone over here, I assume everyone here is going to be getting chazak. I assume Yiras Hashem. You should all get chazak this Shabbos. When you get chazak, you don't say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, because number two, one it's a hafsik. Number two, you're giving yourself a yashar koyach. This is, without doubt, the real makor for chazak, chazak. However, it appears to have been changed from the perception of all of us. We do not view it that you're giving the person chizuk who's getting the aliyah. It's the tzibur is giving chizuk to themselves. That's the way it is perceived today by the common man, and by that maybe indeed that is the way it has changed. There's a lot of things. Some things have been transformed. Has transformed from what it was originally to the way it's done today. Interesting, very interesting thing with people who know is very interesting. Let's say they give the Baal Kriya. They give the Baal Kriya the last aliyah. So normally the minig is that he ends off and the tzibur says chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, and then the Baal Kriya repeats chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. If the Baal Kriya is honored with chazak, right, wonderful, right? He gets chazak, every wonderful, correct?
It's safe to learn with the thing. It says the Baal Kriya is not allowed to say.
Right, so the Gabbai says. So instead, the Gabbai, the Baal Kriya finishes off and the tzibur says chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. And instead of the Baal Kriya answering chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, the Gabbai or someone else in the shul should take that role and should say for the tzibur chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, because the one who gets the aliyah should not be mafsik. Okay, now, this, why indeed is this Shabbos called Shabbos Chazak? So I don't remember where I saw that. I told you this last year also, but something I think I want to say something a little different this year. I think it's different is because there are three different inyanim of Chizuk in this week's parasha. In the beginning of the parasha, when Yaakov gets word that Yosef is coming to visit, the pasuk says, "Vayischazek Yisrael, vayeshev al hamita." The second chazak is when we finish the parasha, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. What's the third chazak? The third chizuk, the haftorah. I'm going to die. You shall be strong. When I die, don't get down. Strengthen yourself. When you take over, be strong as a man. A triple chazak. What is the significance of the triple chazak? It represents, it spans the entire life experience. The Haftorah is chizuk in strength. V'chazakta v'hoyiso l'ish. You're a young man, Shlomo. You have a long way to go in this world. You have a long way to go in this world, and therefore v'chazakta, you shall be in your prime, in your strength. V'chazakta v'hoyiso l'ish. And then there is chizuk in death. Where is your chizuk in death? And the parasha. And the parasha is Yosef dies. Vayomos Yosef ben Me'av Oeser Shonim vayichantu oso vayisem ba'aron b'mitzrayim. They put him in a coffin. They put him in a coffin b'mitzrayim. Death. Death is something which weakens a person. To hear about terrible things, a person dies. How to deal with death? A person needs chizuk. Chazak, chazak, mischazek. And then the third chizuk is sickness. When life does not go according to plan. What was the word? The word was Yaakov Avinu, Yosef heard something. Vihine, your father is not feeling well. Your father is nearing death. Hine avicha choyle. Immediately he comes running to his father's aid. And when his father sees that his son is coming, he's weak. Vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamita. In life, there are the good times. Baruch Hashem, should only be good times. V'chazakta v'hoyisolo ish. And then in life, we have to deal with tragedy. Rachmona litzlan. Terrible tragedies we have to deal with. And tragedy, the pasuk we say, chazak, chazak, v'yisem, v'aron, v'mitram, v'yomos, Yosef. Yosef dies. We need chizuk. Rachmona litzlan, we're dealing with tragedy. We need chizuk. And then we need probably the most chizuk is when we're living, when we're dealing with life, and life is difficult. There are very great challenges in life. And what is a symbol for the challenge is dealing with illness. Yaakov Avinu is not well. Hine avicha choyle. Your father is not well. He's a choyle. A choyle is a symbol, not just, there are many, unfortunately, there are so many different types of difficulties in life, but this is one of many, Rachman Litzlan, of a person who is struggling, challenge in life. It's not pleasant. So what does a person do? Just to give up? Vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamita. You need chizuk. This is Shabbos chizuk. Because in this Shabbos, we conquer the entire life experience. The good times, Baruch Hashem, v'chazakta v'hoyiso l'ish, the unfortunate times when we have to deal, Rachman l'Islam, with tragedy, and then the times when we're somewhere in the middle where it's not the good times, and Baruch Hashem, it's not the ultimate tragedy, but there is something that's not right. There's something that is a nesoyon, a challenge that has to be dealt with. In every situation in life, we need chizuk. It's Shabbos chizuk. If you go a step further, look who's giving the chizuk. When a person is in the good times of life, you need a little musr. The musr, it's very hard for a person to give himself musr, to give himself chizuk, to make sure you're on the right track. Who's giving the chizuk when the person is in the matzav of the hoyiso lo'ish? Someone else. Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo says to David, David, let me give you chizuk. You are a young, healthy man. I'm leaving. I'm on my way out. Right, David says to Shlomo. David says to Shlomo. David says, Shlomo. David says, I'm on my way out. You're a young, vibrant person. V'chozakta. The one that's giving the chizuk is who? Is David, someone else. When it comes to sickness, who's giving the chizuk? It's very interesting. Vayischazek Yisrael. He gave himself chizuk. The person, the ultimate chizuk is the person has to, it's hard to understand what this means. Vayischazek Yisrael is, you have to find within yourself when things are not going according to plan, you have to you change your attitude. I mean, there's something very profound, very deep in how these things present the different types of chizuk. You, people can come and can tell you and tell you nice things, but ultimately you're the one that has to live with the difficulty. And therefore, the vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamita, and rachmana l'slan in tragedy, death vayamos Yosef. Who's giving the chizuk? We need to give each other chizuk. It's not everyone is part of the process. Chazak, chazak. We all say together vayamos Yosef ben meyav eser shanim. Together, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Tachi, you find Rachman son by death, this nicham aveilim. Nicham aveilim is a process where the tzibur as a whole has to come together to mechazek a person. When a person is struggling, a challenge in life, a person has, in order to persevere, you need to be mechazek yourself. The ikar chizuk comes, that's what it seems to say, comes from yourself. When it comes to the good times, a person doesn't even know what's going on. A person he needs to be put in the right frame of mind. Okay, that has to be understood what it means chizuk. When a person is v'yisul ish, but a person always needs chizuk. Even in the good times, you need chizuk. And that comes primarily from someone else making sure that you are going on the straight and just path in life. Okay, let's go to another idea. Afterwards. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's talk about right and left. Yaakov Avinu is about to die. He takes his children. He tells Yosef, comes. Yosef brings in front of him Ephraim and Manasseh. And Yosef wants Yaakov to bless the grandchildren. He puts Ephraim on his, let me read the words so I can get confused. He puts him on his right side, which is the left of Yisrael, and he puts Menashe on his left side, which is the right side of Yaakov. Why? Because he wants him to put both hands down at one time. He wants him to put the right hand upon Menashe, who is the Bechor, and he should put the left hand upon Ephraim, who is the younger child. If Menashe should get Yaakov Avinu's right hand, and Ephraim should get Yaakov Avinu's left hand. What does Yaakov Avinu do? No. He switches the hand, he crosses the hands, he puts his right hand upon Ephraim and his left hand upon Menashe. And even though Yosef tries to tell his father he's making a mistake, he says, no, I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me what to do. I want Ephraim is more choshev. I know that Menashe is very great, but Ephraim is going to be even greater. I know that from Menashe will come out very, very great things. But from Ephraim will come out even greater. From Ephraim will come out Yehoshua, and the sun's going to stop for him. Look at all the Rashis, and therefore he gets the bracha, as Mefar Chazal tell us. It's a little bit more midrashic. It's not the Pshut Shel Mikra, is that Ephraim represented Torah, and Menashe represented authority, represented Hishtaglos, represented Malchus, represented Menashe was the right-hand man of Yosef, like the Mishnah Lamelech, he ran the country. Ephraim was the Koilel Yungaman, and you have to know what your priorities are, that Torah comes before the Chashivas of those who support Torah. That's really
what Yaakov would have learned his lesson.
What do you mean? Not to favor one child.
No, because he went through this whole experience with the Bechorah.
Not to favor, excellent question. Not to favor one child over the other. It's a very, very, very difficult question.
My question also, he was Ketonet Pasim. What the problem?
Exactly, because son is Pasim. Favoritism. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. It's a very good question. I didn't prepare an answer. You have to look in the Bechorah. It's a very tough question. It's a very, very tough question. Okay.
What's the difference, sons?
It's a very tough question. I want to suggest something else. What is going on here? Oh, why did he have to go? It's a very bizarre, something very bizarre is happening here. He's switching his hands. I mean, what's going on? It doesn't look right for the pictures. Mr. Axelrod, photographer, would you allow such a thing? Maybe. You would say, switch for the pictures. You would say to Yaakov, fine. You want to go put your right hand on Ephraim? So we'll rearrange. We'll put Ephraim here and Menashe there. Okay? Who runs the wedding? The photographer runs the wedding. He tells you when to say Harayat. He tells you everything has to look good for the pictures. It doesn't look good for the pictures that he should go Sikalas Yadav. Fine. You want to use your right hand? Just switch the children around. No. Don't switch the children around. Let me do what I want to do. I know what I'm doing. So obviously there's something about switching your hands. What is this all about? So I want to suggest there are answers out there. I want to suggest the following very simple answer. Chazal tell us, we actually learned this week about the origins of Christianity. Yerub Shubin Prachya, Yeshua HaNotri. A person should never push away with two hands. Don't push away with two hands. You should be doicha b'smoil, but be mekarev b'yamin. The left hand represents the push, midas hadin. The right hand is midas harachmin, means to be mekarev. And that means that if you have a person that's going in the wrong direction, if you push him with your left hand and you pull him with your right hand, what are you doing? You're turning him around. You're turning him around to go the right way. And when you push him, the pull always has to be stronger than the push. The pull is the right, the hand that is the gevura. The left is the weak, which is the weaker hand. So here we're going a step further. You have to look at it from the perspective of Ephraim and Menashe. Now this is a very big nesoy in the life. When a person gives Musa, let's first do the left. Left is much easier to understand. Okay, so you have a Rebbe, you have a father, you have a parent, you have a Rebbe, and your child is not behaving the right way. The child, the person, is not going the right derech. You got to give him a push. You got to go. And you say, you're not with the program. Get out. Adois, you push him out. You push him out. Of course, you push him with a weak hand and you pull him back with the right hand. But when you push him, even with a weak hand, it's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing to push a person, period. Very dangerous, because even though you're pulling him in, some are very, very sensitive, even a small little push, who says he'll even come back? You have to consider it from the perspective of the one that's getting the push. Now, in this instance, they're not facing the opposite direction. They're facing Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk is clear as day. They're being presented right in front of Yaakov Avinu. From the perspective of the person, let's look at the perspective of Menashe. Menashe is going to receive whose hand is Menashe going to receive? He's going to receive the left hand of Yaakov. Yaakov being sikeles yado, Menashe is standing on the Menashe is to Yaakov Avinu's right. He's to his right, but yet he's getting, whose hand is he getting? He's getting Yaakov Avinu's left hand. That's what the pasuk says. Sikeles yado, Yaakov is going to take his left hand and is going to put it on the head of Menashe. So Menashe is insulted. Menashe is getting a frask. He's getting pushed away. I'm getting the left hand of Yaakov Avinu. He's symbolically pushing me. He's giving me Musa. He's giving me Musa. Why are you behaving and misbehaving? What did I do wrong? All right, whatever it is. But here's the point. From the perception of Menashe, which side is the hand coming from? Even though when Menashe is facing Yaakov Avinu, it's Yaakov's left hand, because Yaakov is facing Menashe. But from Menashe's perspective, it's Yaakov Avinu's right. Yeah. Yaakov Avinu, forget about the hand. Forget about which hand it is. I am looking at you, Yaakov Avinu, in the eye. And I see from the right, from my right, I see your hand is extending upon me. That's a mixed signal. On the one hand, it's your left hand, but from my perception, that's what's key. My perception, it's the right side. In chinuch, when you give musar, or in chinuch, in life, when you give musar, don't just give the musar, and who cares what he thinks? I gave you the musar, and I don't care what your perception is. It's key, it's critical that the person who is the recipient of the musar should perceive that the musar is with Rachmanus. When you push a person away with the left hand, if Yaakov Avinu, they would rearrange the children and we would put Menashe on the other side. So Menashe would be getting the left hand of Yaakov Avinu, and from the perspective of Menashe, it's coming from the left side. So the message would be, you push me with your left hand, and from my perspective, from my perspective, it's coming from the left side. The left side, it means you want to get rid of me. You don't want to know from me. By putting Menashe, having Menashe remain in the other position, and he gets the left hand of Yaakov Avinu, but when he looks at it, he looks at it that it's coming from the right side. The perspective is, you're giving me Musa with love. You're giving me Musa from the right side. And vice versa. When Yaakov Avinu, when he's getting love, there's no such thing as unconditional love. The unconditional love is coming from the left side, from the perspective of Yaakov, from the perspective of Ephraim. Ephraim is getting the right hand. When Ephraim gets the right hand, when he looks, I'm getting Yaakov Avinu's right hand, but it's coming from Yaakov Avinu's left side. Why is it coming from his left side? To remind me, love and kurva is not free. There's no free lunch in this world. You have to also recognize there is accountability. There is Musar. It's from the left. The left also represents Musar. Shma bini Musar avicha. Listen to the Musar of your father. Don't just take from your father the love. Kirachem of albonim. Kein tirachem Hashem aleinu. It's not just Rachmanis. There's Musar. The Musar is the left. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, Yosef, don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. I don't rearrange. We're not taking pictures here. Don't rearrange the children. Let the children stand where they stand. Let me extend my right hand on the hand, my left hand on the head of Menashe. It will be my left. I'm giving Menashe Musar. But from Menashe's perspective, he will recognize the Musar comes with love. Because it's coming from his perspective, it's coming from the right side. When Ephraim sees that I'm giving him love, he should know not to take advantage. Don't just take advantage. I'm giving you the bracha because you are who you are. Shkirachim of albanim. Don't forget Shma bini Musar avicha. This is the sikel. This is the wisdom, the intellect of Yaakov Avinu to make sure that everything in life is balanced. Anything in an extreme is poison. Life requires balance. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that both of them got 50% from right side and left side.
No, 50% here.
No, because it was right side and left side. Both of them got 50% from right side of the Yaakov and left side. And the other one also the same. It was better than Sikel. It means that they got both from right side and left side. Berakha.
Okay, you're confusing me with the facts.
Did Yaakov also? When Yaakov gave the brasa, did he also put the left on top of the right? He could have done it this way. He did. He put the left.
Oh, which we do first? No. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that.
The left on top of the right.
No, it says he put. Right, he put the left on top of the right. Okay, that's another issue.
I support that.
The Torah supports that. That's another idea. Let's go further. Okay, let's go to another idea. Okay, let's discuss in the what's the Torah Ephraim Menashe. This week's parasha. This is something which I think is interesting. Let's go to the brachas. Beautiful brachas in this parasha. It's kedai to go through the long rashes to appreciate all these beautiful brachas. And we have the bracha of Zvulun and Yisachar. Zvulun lechoif yamim yishkoin vuhu lechoif onios v'yachasel tzidoin. Okay, the bracha of Zvulun then comes right away. Yisachar chamor gorem reveitz ben amish posayim. So what does Rashi say about Yisachar, Zvulun, Yisachar? There was a partnership. A partnership that Zvulun would support. They made amongst themselves. Zvulun, their niche in life was Parnasa. They were successful merchants. Ephraim were successful in Talmud Torah, but they needed someone to support them. And Zvulun wanted to support, so they made a partnership. Zvulun would support Yisachar, v'chulu, v'chulu. This is a topic of discussion, but look at the words of Rashi. Rashi over here says, L'choif choif anios mokam namol shanios mevios shamparmakia. Okay, shay zvulon oisek bif rak matya umamtsi mozoin l'shevet Yisachar. He would provide sustenance, food to Yisachar. Veheim oiskim b'Torah. Who sh'amar Moshe said exactly the same thing. Semach zvulon b'tzei secha v'Yisachar b'oyhalecha. Okay, so we have over here a partnership between Yisachar and Zebulun. In both the Birchas Yaakov and the Bircha of Moshe Rabbeinu, who comes first? Who gets the covet of going first? Zevulun. Zevulun. You give a peischin b'chvoid achsanya. You go and you begin with the honor of the host. You always have to give credit to the people who support you. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. So therefore, Zevulun, he comes first. And then we have Yisachar, Chamor Gorim. Yaakov and Moshe are on the same page. That's how it is. Now that's a problem, because shouldn't Zevulun, who, it's true, Zevulun is supporting, but if Zevulun is supporting Yisachar, Yisachar the Talmud Chacham, shouldn't Zevulun let the Talmud Chacham go first? Right? You would expect, you go to Shul, who has Kedima, it should be Yisachar should go first. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works. We don't live in a perfect world beyond anyone tells you otherwise. I don't know where they're from. The world is not a perfect world. And even though everything that we have in the Torah tells us that everything, the most important thing in this world is Torah, Torah needs support. And once we need support, so the support gets the ikur kavod in this world. Oh, but it's not fair. So it's not fair. In the next world, things will be different. That's not something we understand. The bottom line is, in this world, the one who gets the kavod is Zevulun, both Birchas Yaakov and Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu, Semach Zevulun b'tzeisecha v'yisocha b'yohalecha. However, there is another partnership of Torah, and that is Ephraim and Menashe. And Ephraim and Menashe, Chazal say this over and over, Ephraim was the one that was sat and learned. He was the Yisachar of the children of Yaakov Avinu. He was the Yisachar. He sat and learned the whole day. And then Menashe, it says, every time it says in Parashas, Vayigash, the Ish took them in, took them out, greeted them. He was the secretary. Who was Menashe? Who was the Ish? The Ish is Menashe. It was Yosef's oldest son. Menashe was running the country. He was Yosef's right-hand man. He was not involved in the study of Torah 24/7. He was involved in, obviously, he was a very big Talmud Chacham, that goes without saying. Who can imagine what kind of person he was? But his forte in life was to be to the Mimala, the Mokim of Yosef, to run the country, to run the business, to run the... To be a person of an askan, to be a person involved in the needs of Klal Yisrael. And Chazal tell us that when you have a mayor of the city, if the mayor of the city is going to a Daf Yomi Shir, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay, you're in a lot of trouble. Don't hire for the mayor of the city a person who prides himself that he never missed a Daf in Daf Yomi, because then, unfortunately, you're not going to have what to eat, not what to drink. There's going to be unemployment, and the lights are not going to work. A person who is a mayor, listen, this is what you want to do, this is what you do, adarabba, this is your tafkid. You should relish every moment that you're involved in Tzarchei Tzibur. I should find kaveh itim l'torah. But if you're sitting in the base medrash half the day, then you're not in the right business. You got to be, we all know it, you got to be in it to win it. Okay, that's the way it goes. You can't, there's no other way about it in any parnasa, especially computers today. I mean, it's like you got to live and breathe. You got to live and breathe your profession. Yeah?
Even in the structure of a yeshiva, there's the Rosh Yeshiva who's supposed to be learning.
I don't know what yeshiva you're referring to.
And
yeah?
And then you have an administrator.
Okay, you're right.
To handle the day-to-day operation.
We have here two children, Ephraim and Menashe. We have two children, Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim is the Talmud Chacham, and Menashe is the businessman. And what does Yaakov Avinu do? Sikel es Yadav, Vayosem es Menashe, Pasuk emphasizes, he blesses them, and Vayivarchim Mayim Hulimah Yibucha, and he blessed them, Vayosem es Ephraim Lifnei Menashe. You know who comes first? Ephraim. And now does Ephraim come first, as you mentioned? Look at the Sikel es Yadav. Pasuk tells us all the details. Vayishlach Yisrael es Yeminoi. He sends off the right hand first. Where does it go? It goes on the head of Ephraim. Vayoshes es al roish Ephraim. V'huat so'ir. Then he sends his left hand. Let me ask you. It doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk, but I'm assuming this is correct. Maybe I'm wrong. He puts his hand, he takes his right hand, he puts his right hand on the head of Ephraim. Okay? Now, I have a left hand available. I got to put my left hand on the head of Menashe. How am I doing? Am I going to go under? I'm going to sneak it under and put it down? So how am I going to do it? Or am I going to go on top? The Pashtus is on top. I think we have a right to assume that. It doesn't say anywhere that he went, and he did, he went, and he stuck it under like this. If you're doing this first, you're putting your right hand first on Ephraim, and then you're putting your left hand on Menashe.
Easier.
So who's supporting who? Who's supporting? This is what you were saying before. Yeah. Who's supporting who? Ephraim is supporting Menashe. Really? Ephraim is supporting Menashe? Menashe is supporting Ephraim. Where does the money come from? The bank. It grows on trees. Well, the money is coming from Menashe. Ephraim is sitting and learning, and his brother supporting him. So it should be the other way around. Menashe. So you want to go put your left hand, follow the order, even if you want to go say the support. Okay, the order. Okay, talk about the order. Smach zivulon
bitzeisacha. The yisachar. In order, or is it simultaneous?
No, it says in order. It says vayishlach. He didn't do in b'vasachas. It says vayishlach Yisrael es yiminoi. Vayoshes al roish Ephraim v'atzuyir. V'yesimoloi. I assume there's a sequence. The pasuk writes it in order. V'yesimolo al roish Menashe. Sikel es yodav. The order is wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu, they both said, what did they both say together? They both said, Smach zivulun b'tzeisecha, yisacha b'yohalecha. So the order, you give cover to the gevir. The cover goes to Pesachin, b'chvarachsanya. You don't give cover to the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, this is what you want to do in life. Next world, you'll get your schar. Not in this world. Schar behai alma leka. That is a fact. So what's going on over here? What's going on here? Teretz is in a chinam. There are two different types of relationships in this world. There are ruba de ruba. There's something called a yisachar zvulun. That's the way the world works. Every yeshiva needs someone to support it. There's no such thing as a yeshiva being self-sufficient. It doesn't exist. This is the mitzias. Rav Meir told me that there's a malach in Shemayim. He told me this. Rav Meir told him this. There's a malach in Shemayim that is memuneh, the parnos of this malach. He overlooks every yeshiva, and if the malach sees that a yeshiva's budget is reached, they've actually collected enough money where they already have 70% of their needs for their budget, it's dispatched an emergency to make sure they don't have a penny more. they don't have the last 30%, no matter what, they have to snore with blood to make that list. And if the malach sees that the yeshiva, 80% of your budget you have in the bank, oh, something is wrong here. There's no such thing as someone who's in learning not needing somehow to be supported to some degree. You need some help. You need a sa'ad, some mitzias. And who comes first? Zavulun, smach zavulun. Yeah, that's chaka true for most of the world. But there are yechidim, there are certain types of relationships. There are certain people who are so noble who are able to establish with their chaverim a very unique relationship where they appreciate the learners, the Ephraim, so much, they put them first. Where Ephraim goes first. Now does Ephraim go first? The attitude is that Ephraim is supporting Menashe. Shocking thing for most of us to understand, including myself, such a thing. No, the Chofetz Chaim was very into this. The Chofetz Chaim had a very unique approach to fundraising, which does not work today for anyone today. But the Chofetz Chaim, only the Chofetz Chaim can do this, because the Chofetz Chaim goes to show the purity of who he was and how it worked. When the Chofetz Chaim raised money, the Chofetz Chaim raised enormous amounts of money for every type of thing. And when the Chofetz Chaim raised money, you know what he used to say? I'm coming here to offer you an opportunity, a zuchus. I'm coming here to offer you now that there's a need to support Torah. There's a need for whatever the need is, even to publish my sefer in the Mishnah Berurah. Do you know what a zechus is going to be for Klal Yisrael? I'm giving you something. I'm doing you the favor. I'm doing you the favor by allowing you to consider your money kosher enough to contribute towards this project. Now, if a fundraiser today would say what I just said to any gevir, they would lock the door. Goodbye. I don't want to. You don't talk to me like that. I'm doing you the favor. You're not doing me the favor. This is a reality. Go ask any fundraiser who tries to use this nusach. It does not go off well. Why? Because no one's on the Madrigal Chavetz Chaim where those words are so true and they can penetrate the person. The person goes, that's the way that we don't have such righteousness in this generation. You can talk like that. But the Chavetz Chaim did. The Chavetz Chaim was in the Madrigal, the people that were with him, of Ephraim and Menashe. Where not only is the Ephraim go first, Menashe recognizes that it's Ephraim that's giving him the zechus. Ephraim is supporting Menashe. I need you, Menashe. I need you, Ephraim. Because if I don't give my money to you, what's life all about anyway? What am I working for anyway? What's the whole purpose of this world? That's a very, very high madrega. Make no mistake about it. That's not for the common man. But it exists. It does exist. It exists in Ephraim and Menashe. And then there is the way, Kachi Darkoi Shaloylam, the Hamoinam, 95% of the world is in the Darga of Semach Zivulun Bitse Secha Vi Sochar Bi Oholecha. Kachi Darkoi Shaloylam. This is the way the world has to exist. Has to exist. What do you say Friday night to your children? What does it say over here in the Pasuk? Vayivarechein Bayoi Mahu Leymar Bicho. Yivarech Yisrael Leymar. Yisimcha Elokim. Ephraim v'chim nashe. What is the Ephraim v'nashe? La'afukehu. La'afukehu Ruven and Shimon. Don't be violent people. Ruven and Shimon were violent people. They killed the whole city of Shechem. So I want you to be like Ephraim v'nashe, and I don't want you to be like, I don't want violence. No fighting tonight by the Shabbos table. No violence. I don't want you to be like, I don't know, go find another Shevet. God, I don't want you to be, you'll find some, whatever you'll find about that. I want you to be like Ephraim v'nashe. No. I want you to be like Ephraim and Menashe and not like Yisachar Zevulun. Even though Yisachar Zevulun is gewaldic, I have no tainas in Yisachar Zevulun. Halavai, 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 halavai. All of the yeshiva should have a Zevulun that can help them survive. Halavai. I want better from you, my children. From you, my children, I want better than Yisachar. Of course, either in this world, you're either on one, you're either one or the other. Either in Yisachar or you're Zevulun. Every Zavul, everyone's a Zavul. Everyone, of course, you support her. What else is life all about? You're not going to support Torah, Mitzvos, and raise your children al Derech Yisrael Sabor. Everyone. But I want better. I want you to be like Ephraim and Menashe. Either you're going to be from the Ephraims, or if you're going to be from the Menashes, you should be from the Menashe whose makah that Ephraim goes first. And now that Ephraim goes first, your attitude should recognize that it's Ephraim that's supporting you, who's giving you the opportunity to survive and to live. That's the Ephraim and the Menashe, the Afuke, the Yisachar, and the Zevulun.
Yeah, I'm not jealous of this.
Okay, let's go to another idea. No jealousy, absolutely no jealousy. Next halacha, next quick short idea. Let's talk about, unfortunately, death. Think about it. In the Torah, thought about this. In the Torah, where do you find the person who the Torah records the death of both his mother and his father? Let's do Avram Avinu. It talks about the death of Terach. It must have been a traumatic thing for Avraham. It says, "Vayomas Terach b'charon." Death is the common. What is it called? The common denominator. Every person. Well, you don't think Avraham was traumatized by the death of his father Terach, the Oved Avodah Zarah, a human being. You're not traumatized by death. Who's not traumatized by death? Of course, Vayomas Terach b'Avraham. It's a shocking thing, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that when Avraham's mother died. What we know his mother, the Gemara that says Amtalai.
Yeah, but not in the Torah.
Amtalai. Okay, so of course, when Avraham's mother died, there's no doubt about it. He cried bitter tears. No one is denying that fact. It doesn't say it anywhere. But Avraham was a human being. Okay, his mother died. He cried. There's nothing to talk about it. She had a mother. It says, "I'm to lie," but the Torah doesn't talk about it. The Torah only talks about certain things which are relevant to us. Go talk about every single person in the Torah. 99% of the Ishaya Tanakh doesn't tell us about the parents. They tell who the parents were. Doesn't record the death of the parents. What about Yitzchak? Interesting. Yitzchak, it says, "Vatama Sarah, Vayovei Avraham lispoil lisrevel lefkaisa." And it says, Yamos Avraham, he was 180 years, Zokain, Visavea, and whatever the Nuschal Sarim of the exact words. Okay, it talks about the death. Okay, I think he's Mamash, one of the only people besides Yosef, besides Yosef. But Yitzchak indeed, but also you have to understand, one thing I want to point out is Yitzchak, it doesn't, was not present when his mother died. Vayavoy Avraham, Lispoid, Lisrevelev, where's Yitzchak? Where is he? Where is he? It doesn't appear at all. Doesn't until later on. So then he has to go, he has a child, he has to marry him off. How come he was not in the Vayavoy Avraham lispoid lissorov livosa? Yitzhak didn't cry for his mother at the time that she died, doesn't say in the Torah. He wasn't there. Where was he? So Chazal said that he was healing from the by the Akedah. He wasn't around. He was traumatized by the Akedah. He was injured. He had to go for refuah. How did Sarah die? Because the Satan came from the place of the Akedah to tell her what happened at the Akedah. There was a disconnect between the Akedah and the death of Sarah. So he wasn't present. And even Avraham was not present. Vayavo Avraham. When Avraham died, okay, it says Beferish, Avraham died, and Yitzchak and Yishmael, they buried him, they masped him. Okay. Everyone else, Yaakov Avinu, Does it say that Rivka died anywhere in the Torah? No. It's only a remes, Dvorah. Doesn't say anywhere about Rivka's death. No record. Because we don't want to talk about Esav. So there's no record in the Torah explicitly of the death of Rivka. And there's no record... What?
None of the
Of Leah either, exactly. The next one in the Torah, and it could very well be he's the only one. Could very well be, think about this, correct me if I'm wrong, the only other person who was mentioned the death of both the mother and the father is Yosef. Yosef, not only is it mentioned, not only that Yosef, they were together, because when Rachel died back in Parashas Vayetzeh, they were traveling on the road. Yosef was born, and Rachel died in childbirth with Binyamin. Yosef was right there. How old was he? 2 years old? 3 years old? I don't know, whatever the age was. Okay, whatever it is, he was there. Okay, so you don't want to say that's significant, but this week is very significant because over here there's a long conversation between Yaakov and Yosef regarding the death of Rachel. And Yaakov says to Yosef, I know that you have a complaint against me. I know deep down in your heart you really are angry at me that I did not give your mother proper respect. I buried her on the road. I didn't even bother going a few miles into Beis Lechem. I buried her on the Derech. I could have gone to Beis Lechem. I didn't go to Beis Lechem. And I'm sure, I have no doubt that you have complaint against me. And I know it was the spring. It wasn't the winter. Actually, it was an Ish Emes. Don't come along and make Rebbe Shemaisis about Yaakov Avinu. It was a thunderstorm. It was a this, it was that. Don't rewrite history. Yaakov says, no. It was a beautiful, clear day. The roads were good. I could have done it. Make no mistake about it. And I know you're upset. I want to let you know, it was a Piruach HaKodesh. Just know that. The Zehu, and they discussed this. And then, in the parasha, we learn about the death of Yaakov Avinu. The whole parasha, he starts off, he's sick, it's a whole long process of death. In the parasha, in the middle of the parasha of death, in the middle of the dying of Yaakov Avinu, We discuss the death of Rachel. Isn't that amazing? It's not just death. Yaakov Avinu was the first one to get sick. Hine avicha chayla. The process of death began in the middle of the process of Yaakov Avinu's death. There's a long conversation discussing the death of Rachel. I know you have complaints, all the bitterness that comes along with death, the tainus, and then at the end of the parasha, the middle of the parasha, Yaakov dies. And Yosef is traumatized. I mean, what more do you want to go say? He falls upon his face, he cries, Yosef is a very, very delicate person, and when his brothers came, we find that he cries over and over again. Wait, please give me a few minutes. He cries again. And here, you gotta let me finish. So it says over here, Yosef, where is the pasuk when he dies? He dies. Vayipol Yosef al pnei ovi vayevch Allah vayishaklo. From all of the Ishei HaTanach, the ultimate Yosem is Yosef. Because from all of the Ishei HaTanach, the one who witnesses, who the Torah expresses the frustration, the pain, the agony of death of both the father and the mother is Yosef. No one else. No one else. A remez to Yitzchak, a shtickle remez to Yitzchak, but nothing compared to Yosef. Yosef is the person who's the Yosem. And the Yosem, a yosam is a very frightening thing. It's a very frightening thing to be a yosam, to be all alone. And in fact, unfortunately, point out. Let's go a little bit further. Go further. What happens after he dies? All of a sudden, we find that Yosef is very weak. Until now, he's the Mishnah Lamelech. He rules with an iron hand. Whatever he says goes. And all of a sudden, his father dies. Do me a toiva. Can you talk to Paro? Can you do me a toiva? Ask Paro permission. He becomes so meek, so weak. I need permission. I made a shvuah. Can you let me go? What do you mean you have to go talk to Paro? You're the ruler. Paro, you're the father. It says over in the previous pasuk, you're the Mishnah. You're Paro's father, it says. I'm Paro. Go tell my father, my covenant. I'm a father to Paro. Whatever I say goes. He comes every day. He cries to me. All of a sudden, I'm going and I'm coming. A shvach mensch over here. And then they go, what's going on over here? Teretz is, his father and mother have died. He's a yosem. Person's a yosem. It's not the same. I never appreciated that until after my parents died. Until it took time to really what is it about? So you'll tell me it's a spiritual. You'll tell me Pashup Shat is in Achnami. It's Ruchnius. Yaakov even was alive in Eretz Mitzrayim. The Tzaddik Hadar was here. Absolutely, I'm not denying this. I'm sure you have a Gadol Hadar. Rav Steinman was nifter only a month ago. It's a different Klal Yisrael. There's a kedusha person. He's 104 years old. He has a life of such kedusha tahara. It's a different Klal Yisrael, no question about it. I think when the Chazanish taught, what did they say? There was the world before the Chazanish and the world after the Chazanish. There's no question about it from a spiritual perspective, absolutely. But there's also, I understand this personally, unfortunately, there's also, I don't call it physical, but a parent, the only person in this world that roots for you, that's truly your fan, are your parents. We can appreciate that we have fans. Hey, everyone, the social media, it's all about fans. How many fans? How many likes? How many friends? How many likes? How many this? Right, you say something good? Like, I like. Like. It's all shtus. We all know it's shtus. There's so many studies been done already. It's such narish a shtus. They're your friends. They give you a like. It's such a narish kind. It's just so fake. It's so nothing. Who are your only real fans? Who are your only real friends in life? A parent. And the word, the real word that a woman once taught me, this word, this woman, wife? No, not necessarily wife. I wouldn't say wife. It's true, wife. It's a parent. They root. It's like you go to a baseball game, you have fans in the audience, they rooting. Who is rooting for you in life?
Not denominated.
The one that's rooting for you. What?
When your parents go on, who's your fans then? Nobody?
That's the problem.
No. If you have a wife.
The Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol. Who brought food to the people in the Ari Mikvah that he should not die?
The mothers of the thing.
Who brought? The mother. Not the wife.
The mothers.
Who had what to lose with the death of the Kohen Gadol? Who had what to lose? The wife had what to lose. An almana in time of Chazal is the biggest horror.
It's not today, Rabbi. I think times have changed.
What?
I think times have changed.
I don't think so.
I don't agree with the parents on
it. Who went around? The mother. Doesn't say that the wife of the Kohen Gadol went around giving food to the people who are in the Mimuspalo?
Look at Rivka Tegok from Sarah. Who is accompanying him to?
It's a comfort. It's a comfort.
A wife is a comfort.
But it's a different someone who is rooting for you. Yosef was married. Osnas bas Potifera. How come all of a sudden he became so weak when his father died? It's different. There's something that's missing. You don't have that support. I'll prove it to you. What's the proof? The word, let's call this the bar, goes back in the previous parasha. Yosef was presented with the nisoyon of Eshes Potiphar. Miraculously, he was able to overcome the nisoyon. What is the word the Torah uses to teach us that he overcame the nisoyon? Vayimoein. And in fact, there's a shalsheles. Vayimoein. It goes on and on and on. Vayimoein. Where else is that word used? It's used when they told Yaakov Avinu, your child Yosef has died. Toroif taraf Yosef. He's been ripped apart. And what does Yaakov respond? Vayimoein. lehisnachem. I refuse, this is not my fart, it's a famous fart. I refuse to accept this information. I'm still rooting for him. Vayimo'en lehisnachem. Where did Yosef derive the koyach to be oimed in the nesoin of Eishes Potiphar? Chazal say, nizdamnen loy the demus to yuknoy of his father in the window. Where does that come from? How did Rashi know that? Because it says Vayimo'en. It's because Yosef Yaakov in Eretz Canaan Vayimo'en lehisnachem. That's what gave Yosef the power. Yosef the power, Vayimo'en, not to be nichshol in Eishes Potiphar. As long as you have a parent who is rooting for you, being mispalul for you, that parent is giving you koyach. It's not just Stam that Yaakov Avinu, the kedush of Yaakov Avinu is no longer here, and the Mela, Klal Yisrael has no longer favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. That's true as well, not denying that to be true. But besides the fact is that Yosef himself is no longer a person who someone's rooting for. The Mela, he's weakened, and all of a sudden now he changes. And this is illustrated, this change of how his whole life has been diminished, has been expressed specifically in regard to Yosef, because Yosef is the only one of the Ishei HaTanach to whom we find the death of both of his parents all sandwiched up into one episode. How his father gets sick, they talk about the mother, then he dies. It's like when his father died, his mother died all over again. And therefore he becomes weak. I don't have someone rooting for me. I'm not the same. I don't have the confidence to go and say to Paro, I'll do things the way I want, and you go back and play with your telephone. Leave me alone. There's a weakness over here. It comes. I just want to go even one little step further, not really directly related. When Yaakov Avinu wants to give a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, what does it say in the pasuk? Sikel es yada. So what does it say before that? He says, Yosef says, Father, you're making a big mistake. You don't know what you're doing. Ephraim is the tzoyer. Menashe is the bechor. What are you doing? What are you switching your hands for? He says, what is the word the pasuk uses? What is the word the pasuk used to express the disagreement with the son? Vayimo'ein aviv. Same exact word. Is it a coincidence? Vayimo'ein lehisnachem. Yaakov Avinu in his own, Yosef in his own is soyin vayimo'ein. And now the same word, vayimo'ein. Is it a coincidence? My high. The answer is, Yosef, why do you want me to switch hands? Why do you want me to switch positions? It's because in your eyes, Ephraim is a shvacha mensch. He's a shvacha person. He's a Talmud Chacham. But you know, in this world, to survive, you need a parnasa, you need kavod, you need dignity, you need to be, you know, you need to be. It's a very rough world out there. Sitting behind the Gemara is not going to do you very much in this world. You Yosef, you're the Mishnah Lamech. You know what society is like. You know what kind of people are out there in the world. You know what the reality is. What do you think? So therefore, Ephraim, no good. He's Ephraim, no. Let him sit and learn. I hope he'll survive. I hope. If he'll survive, it'll be just by the skin of his teeth. If he'll get through this world sitting behind the Gemara. Yaakov Avinu says, Vayimo'ein. I'm rooting for him. I was rooting for you. And look, you survived against all odds. You were there all alone in a basement. Everyone, no cameras, not like today, there are no cameras, no one's tracking you, there's no NSA, no CIA, no FBI, everyone's out of town on a holiday, you're all alone, there's this beautiful woman that's come to you, you can do whatever you want, you'll never get caught. How is it shaykh that Yosef, someone who's a young man, 17 years old, can be living in such an asylum for and say it's impossible, mamish impossible. Impossible for a person to be in this matzav, take the whole situation together, and a person this age, this tkufa, this whole, to be over in a soy like this? Impossible. Teretz is, your father's rooting for you. Vayimo'ein lehisnachem. Ephraim, you're right, is the shvacha of the tzoir. He's sitting behind the Gemara. But I'm telling you, because I'm rooting for him, because he's my man, because he's a Talmud Chacham, I'm telling you, he's going to be bigger he's going to be, what are the words over here? It says in the pasuk, "V'gam v'ulam ochiv hakoton yigdal mimenu," against all odds, "V'zaro yiyeh miloy hagoyim," not just in Klal Yisrael, he'll conquer the world. Impossible. It's not impossible when you root for someone. When you are a vayimo'ein, when you are vayimo'ein lehisnachem, then nothing is impossible. Yosef, when he lost his parents, he lost his fans. He lost his Facebook account. They shut it down. It's not the same anymore. It's not the same. It's not the same. That's what this is, the Musar. You have children, grandchildren, you have even friends. It doesn't have to be only children. When you root for someone, you give them power. You really give a person power. You don't realize the koyach. Do studies of the World Series. When it's a home game, when you're playing your territory, or you're playing in someone else's territory. Go do the studies. There's no question when you hit the baseball and everyone is cheering for you. Ain't a doime, the koyach that you have. This is something which you cannot deny. Okay, last teeny short vart. End of the parasha. Yosef, he does chanota. Everyone asks this question, something very bizarre. His father dies. What's the word? Embalm. I can't pronounce. I'm not even going to try. Okay. Embalm. He embalms his son, his father. Who does he call? He calls a doctor. A roife. Lachanoit. Okay, let me just find the pasuk. V'atal tiro. Okay, v'yeshav Yehu be'saviv. Where is the words? The words over here. It was going back before. Avi hishpi'ani. Okay, so it says over here. V'yeshav Yehu be'saviv. That's before. Pasuk beis. V'yitzav Yosef es avadav es ha'roifeim. The doctors. Lachanoit es aviv. V'yachantu ha'roifeim es Yisrael. A doctor. That's not a doctor. A doctor deals with the living, not with the dead. But that's not what we call a doctor. Virapo yirape. A doctor deals with the living. You don't give a dead person to a doctor. That's not the way it works. They have to, what? So you're gonna go tell me? I know what you're gonna tell me. You tell me, oh, that he never died. Yaakovin was still alive. Okay, maybe very nice, but that's not the shot. The pasuk here is teaching you. Pasuk here is teaching you a moiridik in your side in life. Very short vart, teaching you your side in life. A doctor does not give life. A doctor preserves life. A roife is a person. Yaakov Avinu has died. His body is now in the sakana. It's now a state of decay is going to set in. Now, I'm not talking about all the medrashim, but a human being, after they die, their body begins to decay. When you do this process called embalming, you preserve the chiyus, the life, the freshness of the body. So in this pasuk, it's clear as day, these people, they're not doing tchiyas hamesim. Yaakov died. It says in the pasuk, it doesn't say he actually died, but we know what it means. It means on a very simple level. It says vayesof raglo vayigva vayosef elamav. So I know you'll tell me all the midrash on a very simple level. It means that he died. So what are the doctors doing now? It's clear as day. The doctors are not coming to give him new life. There's no tchias hamesim here. What they're doing is they're preserving what we have. That's a limud musar. Go to a doctor. The doctor has the attitude. You know, you're a dead man. You know, you're on a clock. You're on a clock, and therefore you're already dead because you have a problem. Therefore, trust me, I'm going to give you life. Unfortunately, some doctors, they have that attitude is, they give life. You come to them, you're already in a state of death. I'm going to solve your problems. I'm going to give you new life. That's a poison. There's such an attitude. Maybe he's the best doctor. You have no choice. You have to use him. Okay, but that's not what a doctor is. A doctor is someone who preserves life. Only Hashem gives life. Person comes to a doctor. The doctor is, you are alive. Hashem has given you life. I'm going to do everything in my power, my skills, my talent, to preserve the gift that Hashem has given you. My attitude is not, oh, you're a goner, and my procedure, my technique is going to give you a new lease on life. That is a very dangerous toiv shebereif from the Gehenim. That's the sakana. Just like in this pasuk, it's clear as day that the roife, the term roife means preservation, not to give. A human being has to recognize only Hashem gives. Human beings, when it comes to life, at best can preserve. This is a translation of the word. Okay, with that, have a wonderful Shabbos.